11.0 EDG 01221120250519 Audio. This small circuit, the EDG02, leads me towards a comprehensive overview of the SSV. I haven't changed my mind about the station's main power supply in DC mode. I'm exploring another avenue in the same direction. Here, I'm wondering how many important and distinct circuits there will be for the station. To answer this question, we need to divide and prioritize the loads applied to the power supplies. Let's start with three levels: basic loads, intermediate loads, and finally, the main loads. The latter directly impact the occupants' lives. Yes, we're in module load shedding mode. The station as a whole has flexibility in terms of power supplies. To further increase this level of safety, imagine that a module has been electrically disconnected from the rest of the station and that its occupants must survive without assistance from the other modules. A quick analysis tells me the number, 6, distributed as follows. A master circuit composed of three levels, primary, intermediate, and basic, and a backup for these three levels. This implies three other equivalent levels for a total of 6. This helps us with the design. We must prioritize developing a module. It must be autonomous and ensure compatibility with the others. This is where the choices have significant consequences. We cannot afford to make a mistake. Even if the modules are not perfectly identical, they must adhere to common guidelines. This obviously involves electrical loads. The compatibility modules will contain electronics. A special effort must be made to increase the RS level of these modules. Some suggestions include a heating circuit for the enclosure, a vacuum enclosure with external heat sinks, and carefully selected components already possessing a high RS level. It's time to return to this small circuit, the EDG02, adding auxiliary contact series for data acquisition as well as for operational safety. Here I'm thinking about indicator lights, the proximity of the voltage level and its cabinet, and also about compartmentalizing everything as if it were electronic equipment. The interior must be accessible, as well as the components, for inspection and/or repairs. This plan, or plans, is not yet finalized. I also believe that an application is possible for CCM and other sources of terrestrial voltage. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This September 22, 2025.